Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. A visit to the land of Israel will transform the way that you read and study God's Word. I want to encourage you, consider a trip to Israel. It's not as difficult as you think. In fact, we're going to talk about that on this edition of the Middle East Report. Richard Liverance is with us here on this edition of the Middle East Report. He serves as the Western Regional Marketing Director for the Israel Ministry of Tourism in Los Angeles, California. And Richard formerly served as a pastor for 25 years. He worked for a tour company leading biblical tours to Israel and a lot of the Middle Eastern countries there. Richard, it is a joy to have you here. You have got degrees like are amazing. You've got a theological degree from Dallas Theological Seminary. You've got a master's in archaeology and Near Eastern studies from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I mean, you love the Bible, you love the Jewish people, and that's why you're doing what you're doing.
That's exactly right, John. I think the reason I'm in any of this and the reason I love promoting Israel is because I love the scriptures and I love Jesus, the Jew. The Israeli, or the Israelite, I guess we could say.
You know, exactly, because a lot of times, you know, we try to put things into our Western mindset, but Jesus was a Jew.
That's right.
The scriptures are Jewish.
That's right.
We just forget that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we do. I don't know why we do. I think a lot of it may be for decades of preaching that haven't really focused on the overall redemptive plan of God, the centrality of Israel to God's redemptive plan. When I was preaching and serving as a pastor, that was always something I felt necessary to bring out. When I first came to faith in Christ, actually I was 15 years old when I came to faith in Christ. I grew up in a nominal Christian background. By the Lord's grace, He brought me to Himself at 15. Eventually, He saved everyone in my family as well. But immediately, I had an interest in Israel. Immediately, I loved the Jewish people. I couldn't explain it, but I was interested in Israel. Love studying it. When I went into my studies, you know, I'm dealing with Israel constantly on the pages of Scripture. I don't know how you can miss it, honestly, but I think that the church needs to have that to understand the rich history in Israel and the rich history of God's redemptive plan, which is still was, is, and will be centered on Israel.
That is so true. Well, you have led a lot of people to Israel and, of course, other countries there in the land of Israel. I mean, you had a tour company that you were working with, and you led hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, to that part of the land. And what's the impact that you saw? And we're going to zone in on Israel, of course, right now, of people that you led to Israel, you know, the impact that you saw. Wow, here we are in the land of Israel.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And that's why I love doing tours myself. You know, what I do in the Ministry of Tourism is encourage people to go on tours. But I loved leading tours. And I still have opportunity once in a while to do that. That's one of my favorite things to do because of seeing believers come alive in the land of Israel, especially. There's something I think, and I always say this because I think it's really interesting. God seems to love to meet with His people in a very special way in Israel. It's remarkable to see the blinders come off people when they're in the land of Israel, when they see things. When you step into a site and you open the text of the Bible of what happened on that site, people come alive. It's as if you step into the story yourself, become a part of that story in some way, and it becomes so real. Now, we know the text of the scripture is real. We know it's historically accurate, but to be there in the land and to study the text on those sites is absolutely one of the most transforming experiences I think any believer can have. That's why I'm in this business, is because I want to see more and more Christians experience the land of Israel, especially pastors as well.
You can start your journey to Israel by visiting this website, holyland.israel.travel. That's holyland.israel.travel. You're going to find a lot of great free videos for you to enjoy. It'll take you to the land of Israel and so much more. holyland.israel.travel. That's the Middle East Report. Thanks for listening. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcast. Just search for The Middle East Report, or you can go to afr.net and download it there. Thanks for listening. I'm John Riley.